Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Wow!
This is Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you. The wow is I have just come back from Sarasota, Florida, where I saw the effects of one of our age-reducing drugs, our age-reversing drugs, on a 12-year-old German Shepherd who was at death's door before he got this. We'll talk to you about that at the end of today's 1204A. We are, as usual, brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of both Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two things I take and I think you should take every day. They are amazing and helpful and beneficial for me, and I hope for you as well, if you decide you're going to take them. The other sponsor, of course, is Longevity Playbook. Go and look at their website, longevityplaybook.com. You can take the sleep age and the skin age and the actual age tests, as well as sign up for the free Longevity Playbook newsletter. The stories of the week that have effects for you: early exposure to pollens may increase the risk for childhood asthma. Most weight loss, and this is our, if you will, a Roizen rule for a younger you. If we always call it, don't make unforced errors, but this is don't do stupid. Most weight loss promoting dietary supplements contain inaccurate ingredient labels that are dangerous for you. And we'll come back to that as the Roizen rule for a younger you segment today. More Medicare enrollees are choosing supplement plans. That's a good thing. I'm not going to talk much about that other than that is longevity is the next disruptor segment. Syphilis is increasingly displaying atypical severe symptoms. I hate to say it, but that is our wellness foreplay story of the week. Syphilis is increasing and increasingly displaying atypical severe symptoms. Wellness foreplay, it's not, if you will, exercise, but this is a problem in those over the age of 50 who are sexually active, a real problem, heterosexual and homosexual. The consuming more plant-based foods reduces the risk for prostate cancer progression. That is our odd omega story of the week, and it is a, if you will, celebrated story of the week and segment two. Teen vaping is linked to higher lead uranium levels. That is a scary just story of the week without a specialty. Let's get to these. Early exposure to pollens increases the risk for childhood asthma. This is moms who get exposed to pollens from trees and especially weeds. That is weed pollen, ragweed. And that type of pollen increases the risk of childhood asthma, more than doubles it. Now, it's only like 1% that goes to 2% with these exposures. It goes from around 10% to around 20%, meaning it's a doubling of the risk. Overall, 13.3% of children develop childhood asthma. And it was these high exposures to weed pollens. I don't know how do you do this other than you say, okay, when I'm pregnant, I'm going to exercise inside and not run outside if I was a runner. And for the first couple years of my child's development, I'm going to not take him out when there is weed pollen around. I'll take him outside on days that are nice, but without the spring and fall season. I think that's the main take home I take from that story. The next item, the next article that I wanted to cover, this is the one is Roizen Rule for a Younger You. Most weight loss promoting dietary supplements contain inaccurate ingredient levels. So this was a company, a research group rather, that Googled weight loss supplements and only looked at those where there were discounts to military personnel. And they found 30 of them on Google. And then they ordered them from about 40 different companies. Almost everyone, 83%, had either ingredients not on the label or that were on the label and not in the product. And many of the things in the product that weren't on the label were things banned by the FDA because they're a risk to your health. This is horrible. So don't get a dietary supplement online. There now are many alternatives and dietary weight loss controls. These are all for weight loss. And there are many on the web that are safe. So I would make sure you do that and not get those over the counter, and certainly not by Googling them. Next story that I think has implications for you, and that one was the Roizen Rule for Younger You. Don't do stupid or don't make unforced errors by getting things over the counter where you haven't had a physician or healthcare professional of the equivalent of physician recommend them to you. This is not a special segment, but more Medicare enrollees are choosing supplement plans. I guess this is longevity is the next disruptor segment. That is, it's gone from 41% in about 3 years ago to now 57% of Medicare enrollees are choosing one of the supplements. That is, people who go to the original Medicare program, where it covers roughly 80% of costs, are choosing one of the supplements. And there are a lot of confusing ones, if you will, because there's an A through L group. But when you choose one of the supplements, it really tends to protect you against out-of-pocket medical costs. And more are choosing it. That's a good thing. I don't like the Medicare Advantage programs right now because they're paying so little to physicians that, for example, the Mayo Clinic doesn't accept them, and the Cleveland Clinic is trying not to accept the majority of them. So this is a real problem that they've discounted their rates to physicians so much as they're harming our practices, and they aren't even paying for the cost of the practice, let alone generating any extra fees for the physician. This is a wellness foreplay story of the week. Syphilis is up 700%, 780% in the last 10 years. Most of the increase is in the elderly, that is 50 and over, and especially 65 and older. And the atypical symptoms, rather than just having a lesion or a chancre sore or a typical symptom such as a rash or skin ulcer, these are coming with neurologic symptoms. Syphilis does cause neurologic symptoms. The good news is if your doc knows about it, knows that you've been having multiple partners or at least a partner who may have sexually transmitted diseases, even if you don't know about it, if it's a new partner, tell your doc about it, because these cases are coming with, out of the 37 cases seen in Chicago in this short two-week period, 20 involved a brain effect, 17 affected the eyes, and one hearing. And more than half of the people who had them were heterosexual males. So make sure you tell your doctor about it, because syphilis is easily treated if it's known about early enough, easily curable. My Otomega story, again, this is a wonderful one. People eat more plant-based foods. This is patients who had prostate cancer, the ones who ate more plant-based foods, and they judged that by how many vegetables, fruits, and whole grains you had per day. Those in the top quintile compared to the bottom quintile had a 47% reduction in prostate progression. What does that mean? You're half as likely to have a serious problem from your prostate cancer if you eat plant-based foods. Food really does have an effect. And that is our Otomega story of the week. Last story I want to get into is one that is a little bit worrisome. Last week we talked about how vaping and e-cigarette use has often increased substantially, and it has in the kids. And we know that it's pollution of particulates for vaping and e-cigarettes is about 8 times worse than smoking. That is, a vaping and e-cigarette smoking is the equivalent of smoking 8 cigarettes from a standpoint of secondhand pollution and of inflammation in you. Well, it turns out it also has another badness. It increases lead, cadmium, and uranium levels in your blood. That's right. We don't know where it's coming from, but actually it is more in the sweeter of the vapes and of the e-cigarettes. Those that are flavored seem to have a much higher level. And with frequent use, there is literally a level of uranium and lead. None of it is ever safe, but these are at dangerous levels in people who vape. So goes without saying, stop vaping if you want to live a long, healthy life. Now to my wow. I saw the films of a 12-year-old German Shepherd who was literally on death's door. He had a heme angiosarcoma with a hematoperitoneum, which means he ruptured his spleen. The chance of his surviving that and living after metastatic cancer are zero. That is, when you look in the world's literature, none of the German Shepherds, none of the other dogs that have this survive for a year. And I think there is not one case of spontaneous recovery. Well, this dog was on death's door. He got compassionate use of a drug called telomere, which elongates telomeres, the ends of your chromosome that allow you to make stem cells, which let you repair yourself. We have no idea the mechanism of why this is doing what it is, but that dog looked like a 4 or 5-year-old German Shepherd, not a 12-year-old who had just been at death's door. And there were no evidence of metastases anymore. As I said, there's not one case of spontaneous remission in the world's literature. So he is now stimulated another set of studies in dogs. But what we've seen with this drug in mice is literally age reversal. Taking mice that are the equivalent of 90 human years and making them the equivalent of 40 human years. That's dramatic enough. We've now seen, and I'm just reporting on research, so I don't think it's been submitted to the FDA yet, but the data looked in abstract form, in preliminary form, like it reversed osteoarthritis, knee the equivalent of knee and hip arthritis in humans, was literally diminished and reversed in these rats. They're now undergoing dog studies. I am an advisor, scientific advisor of the firm, so I'm helping design these studies. But I was wowed away with the dog and the dog's responses and seeing the dog's prior pictures. And yeah, I verified it was the dog. He had the scars to prove that he was that dog. So, key points today. Remember, don't do anything stupid like get a dietary supplement over the counter or vape or use e-cigarettes. Why? Because most weight loss promoting drugs, 83% of them, contain inaccurate ingredient labels with substances that are either banned by the FDA or lack substances that they say are in the supplement. Incredible, right? Syphilis is increasingly displaying neurologic and eye symptoms and even decreasing hearing early on in the syphilis course. If you're over the age of 50 and regenerating your sex life, make sure that if you find one of these symptoms, you, first of all, do safe sex, use condoms, etc. But if you have one of these symptoms, make sure you alert your doctor to your renewed sexual habits. And one of the great news, consuming more plant-based food reduces the risk for prostate cancer. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Tune into the B segment. We have Jacob Tattelbaum this week talking about long COVID, and it is treatable in his latest book, tells you how to do it. Well, he'll also tell us how to do it. And you won't have to say wow. But the wow on the telomere one drug is something that we all should look forward to. I told you there are 14 areas of research into the mechanism of human aging. This one is one that elongates and allows your own stem cells to propagate and keep active, meaning you can keep having more of them and not limit it by numbers. And that's a great thing for your stem cells and a great thing for all of us to know that you can do that. That's one of the wonderful events of the week, I hope it is. We'll have to wait till January till the dog osteoarthritis study is done, but I'll report on it here probably before it gets into the world's literature. Thanks again for tuning in. Remember the A, this is 1204A, brought to you by lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of both TrueBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, to see the randomized double-blind studies on why I take it. And Longevity Playbook, where you now can do your sleep age, your skin age, your actual age test, as well as sign up for the weekly newsletter. It's free at longevityplaybook.com. Thank you, our listeners. You're what makes us have fun and why we do this. Remember, this isn't medical advice for anyone individual. Find out from your physician or your practitioner what you should do. This is just reviewing the week's literature and my take on it as what I would do for my patients and myself. Thanks again.